के वासुदेवाय श्रीगदुवाच अयं हि रहि पुत्र अयं हि रहिणी पुत्र मायं सुवितो गुणाय रमायं सुवितो गुणाय आक्यश्यते रामायति आक्यश्यते रामायति मालाधि याद भलं विदु बालाधि याद भलं विदु यारुनां मापिधक भावात यारुनां अपिधक भावात संकर्षणं उषन्त्यपि शङ्कर्षणमुचन्त्यपि श्रीगागवाच अयं हिरणिपुत्र रमायं सुवितो गुणाय आक्यश्यते रामायति बलाधिक्याद् भलं विदु याधुनाम पृथक् भावत् शङ्कर्षणमुशन्त्यपि श्रीगागुवाच अयं हि रोहिणी पुत्र रमायं हुसुरिदो गुणाय आक्यश्यते राम इति मालाधिक्याद् भलं विदु याधुनां अपृथक् भावात् शङ्कर्षणमुशन्त्यपि श्रीगारुवाच आयं रमायं सुहृदोगुणै अत्यस्यते रमायति अमाधिक्यात्मनं विदु यधुनामापृथक्त्वात्
Thank you. ladies.
Thank you.
नंद वैश्य पत्नी से उत्पन्न हुए थे, वसुदेव की पत्नी थी। बाद में नंद महाराज ने वैश्य पत्नी के से विवाह किया और वसुदेव ने क्षत्रिय पत्नी से किया। इस तरह एक ही पिता से दोनों उत्पन्न थे, किंतु वे क्षत्रिय का वैश्य परिवारों में बांटकर थे। अब बलदेव ने उन दोनों को जोड़ दिया, इसलिए वे संदर्शन कहलाए।
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरञ्जस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। लोकं करोति वाचालं भङ्गं लङ्कायते गिरिं यत्कृपातरहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारुणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। So, in this part of the Bhagavatam, we see that Garga Muni is performing the purificatory processes for the sons of Nanda Maharaj. Specifically, here being mentioned,
Balaram.
Actually, Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj were very good friends. Not only that, but they had their common father, they had different mothers. So they were very friendly to each other. And even Vasudev had sent Rohini to the house of Nanda Maharaj for protection. Although Vasudev was from the Kshatriya family and Nanda Maharaj was from the Vaishya family, now by this child of Rohini, the two families will become united.
So,
and Garga Muni, the great priest of the Yadu dynasty, is explaining that this boy will be a great source of happiness to his relatives and his relationships, and therefore his name will be Rama. And he will also have great strength, and therefore he'll be known as Bala. And therefore we have the name Balaram. But his also will be known as Sankarsham. So we see this is the system that the priestly caste would perform the various sanskars for the family.
हम देखते हैं कि उस समय के जो ब्राह्मण हुआ करते थे, जो पुजारी हुआ करते थे, वो अलग अलग परिवारों के घरों में जाके वो संस्कार किया करते थे।
The sanskars go are there even before the birth. There is a sanskars.
तो जन्म लेने से पहले भी बहुत सारे संस्कार हैं।
Means the purification process.
संस्कार का है शुद्ध होने की प्रक्रिया।
After the birth, there's sanskars in childhood, there are sanskars, marriage is a sanskar, even up to the time of the death of the individual, there's various purificatory processes. But we see that in Kali Yuga, gradually these purificatory processes are forgotten. So much so that people aren't even externally clean. And they say in England, people take bath on Saturday. Only Saturday. But we see that any human being, daily, they're taking morning bath. Only animals don't take daily bath. Even in the winter time, when it's cold, of course, near road, Bombay is not so cold, but in Vrindavan, other places, very cold. But so still, people are taking baths. Because this is the purificatory process. And persons who are accustomed to cleanliness, they don't feel proper if they don't take baths. So therefore it's described the various orders of life have their duties to perform. A sannyasi is to take bath 3 times a day. And a householder at least once. So these are the processes for external purification. And why purification? So that the living entity can be progressive in his consciousness. The conditioned living soul comes into this world because of polluted consciousness. Our consciousness is polluted. Pollution means that we cannot understand what is to be done and what is not to be done. So the various Vedic purificatory processes are for cleansing our consciousness so that we can understand what is to be done and what is not to be done. These pastimes that are in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam are there just to attract the minds of all conditioned souls. By hearing about these various leelas, our pastimes of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan, our consciousness becomes cleansed. And if we become fully dedicated to hearing and understand the importance of hearing these pastimes, then at the end of this life we can enter into these pastimes. That's the power of this hearing process. Srimad Bhagavatam is so powerful. It's described in the Puranas. That even if you take a step towards the Bhagavatam, you get the same benefit as having performed an Ashwamedha Yajna. Of course, great king in the past would perform these big yajnas, and in this way they would acquire so many pious credits. But we should understand that simply obtaining pious credits is not advisable. Because obtaining pious, the result of obtaining pious credits is not what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that the goal of this human form of life is prema pumartha mahan. Love for Krishna. This is the real purpose of this human form of life. It's also described in the Puranas that sinful persons, there's two types of persons. There's pious persons and there's sinful persons. So it's described how the sinful persons, they are taken by Yamaraj to the court, to his court by the Yamadutas. And they suffer greatly on their path to the court of Yamaraj. There's a burning road with so many rocks and stones in it. And the Yamadutas put a rope in their nose and pulled them. And they're very hot and thirsty, but there's no water. They're tired, but they cannot rest. The blazing sun is burning them. And it seems like going to the court of Yamaraj is very, very far, thousands of yojanas. And finally, when they reach to the court of Yamaraj, their sins are described by the assistant of Yamaraj, Chitragupta. And Yamaraj speaks very roughly, and he looks very mean. His big teeth and coppery burning eyes, and looks very hideous. And then the Chitragupta, after describing all this sense, asked the person, You had the human form of life, but why did you do all these things? And then Yamaraj gives the sentence for which hell he has to go. So in fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the various hellish planets that one has to go to for performing various sins is described.
So
and we won't go into those, but it's very suffering, continuous suffering. Now the pious persons, those persons who are pious, when they leave their bodies, they're also brought by the Yamadutas to Yamaraj. But there's not much difficult on the road to Yamaloka. And they reach there very quickly. And Yamaraj looks like a gentleman. And when they get to Yamaraj's court, he offers them some nice nasta. And it's explained that they're very pious. So he arranged for transport to the Swargaloka. And he tells them, now you go to Swargaloka. And after the your pious credits are finished, then you come back to me. And you can suffer for your sins. So anyone, any conditioned soul may have acquired so many pious credits, but they also have so many sins. So one may go to Swargaloka, but one will also have to go to Narak. So some people believe that the descriptions of the hellish planets is simply a story. And they say that, you know, persons wrote these stories about the hellish planets just so that people will be afraid to do wrong things. Because if people do wrong things, then society will always be disturbed. So in ancient times, they wrote these stories about hellish planets that don't really exist, just to force people to act properly. But there's no such thing as hellish planets. It's all just a story. But once I saw a scene in Africa. In Africa, in Kenya, they have these huge parks. And you can go there by vehicle. And all the wild animals are there.
So there are bahut sare crude jantu bhi rehte
hain. Different kinds of animals.
Alag alag prakar ke jantu hain.
There's one animal called a wildebeest.
So ek wildebeest ka ek janwar hai.
And there's big herds of thousands and thousands of wildebeest.
So hazaron hazaron wildebeest.
And there are also lions. So once I saw that these six lions attacked the wildebeest. So one lion had him by the backside, and one lion had him by the throat. And they were killing him. So I was thinking at that time, oh, this is so much suffering. And that person, that animal, that living entity must be so fearful. You can just imagine if you were in a situation where six lions were tearing your body apart. That's hellish, yes? So if we see even in this world, hellish situations like that can take place, why not in the other world?
So, अगर आप इस जगह से भी इस प्रकार का घोर नरकीय परिस्थिति को देख सकते हो, क्यों नहीं? दूसरे लोगों को क्यों नहीं होगा ऐसा?
The planetary system is set up in such a way that there's the higher planets, the middle planets, and the lower planets.
तो और ये जो भौगोलिक स्थिति ऐसा ऐसा उनका निर्माण किया गया है कि ऊपर के कुछ लोग हैं, बीच के कुछ लोग हैं और नीचे कुछ लोग हैं.
In the middle planetary systems, there's suffering, some suffering, and there's some enjoyment. It's like a balance. In the higher planetary systems, there's less suffering, more enjoyment. And in the lower planetary systems, only suffering. So that's how this planetary systems are arranged. By performing pious activities, one may go to the heavenly planets. And by performing sinful activities, one will have to go to the hellish planets. And there are prescriptions in the Vedic scriptures for becoming free from the reaction of our sins. And those prescriptions are called prayaschityas. So for various sins, there's various prayaschityas. Now, that was also described in the Bhagavatam, 5th canto of the Bhagavatam, by Sukadeva Goswami Ji Maharaj preached how these prayaschittas are. And Maharaj Preacher's question was that if one performs these prayaschittas for becoming relieved of the reactions of one's sins, what is the use if the person again performs the same sins?
So, परीक्षित महाराज दुबे गोस्वामी जी प्रश्न पूछते हैं कि अगर कोई पाप करता है तो उसके बाद प्रायश्चित करता है, प्रायश्चित करने के बाद वापस वही पाप करता है तो उसका क्या फायदा?
He compared it to the hati snan. How many people here have seen the elephant take a bath in the river? Yeah? So when the elephant goes to bathe in the river, he goes inside the river and he splashes water, he gets in the water, cleans himself very nicely. And as soon as he comes out from the river, he takes dust and he throws it on his body. So performing prayaschitya to become free from our sinful reactions, and then again performing those sins, Maharaj Parikshit compared it to the hati snan. Now, this performing pious activities, trying to become free from sinful activities, these activities are not the business of devotees. Because the devotees of the Lord are interested in performing devotional service. And the devotees are, when they perform devotional service, they're filled with such ecstasy, they don't care where they are. They may be in Swargaloka, they may be in Natakloka, it's not concern of them, because they're in such ecstasy from serving Krishna. So we may ask how to come to this consciousness. And the answer is given in a story by Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. Where he talks about the life of the Jamiyad. And the point about Ajamil is shows the power of the holy man. Even though Ajamil was chanting the name Narayan because he called out for his son, but because he called out in helplessness the name of Narayan, therefore he was not taken by the Yamadutas. Of course he wasn't taken by the Vishnu Dutas either, but he got an opportunity to again perform devotional service. So the point is to become serious about devotional service. Unless we come very serious about devotional service, then it will not be possible for us to obtain the goal. Prema, the goal is Krishna Prema. To be able to enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Krishna and Balaram in Goloka Vrindavan Dham, one has to become very serious. And in order to help us to become serious, Srila Prabhupada has given us a nice program. And that program is the the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. If the devotees of the Lord, or the devotees of ISKCON, they follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada with sincerity, then Srila Prabhupada on their behalf intercedes with Krishna and Balaram and Radha and Krishna to please accept them as their parishads. So this is the power of trying to please the previous acharyas. In fact, there's no other way to obtain this highest goal of life other than pleasing the pure devotees of Krishna. There's no tapasya or austerity that you can perform that will give you that highest goal. It's not that you can memorize more verses than anybody else and then you will get the goal. It's not that you become a very good speaker and then you'll get the goal. It's not that you become temple president or GBC and then you'll get the gold. It's clearly explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that no one obtained this goal that did not spread the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee all over his head. And the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord come to us via the instructions of the Lord's pure devotee. Just like part of the deity worship program is that you make chandan paste, and that chandan paste you take a tulsi leaf and you scoop up that chandan paste and you put it on Krishna's feet. So when the chandan dries, it becomes like a powder. Now, the words that come from the pure devotee of the Lord, those words are mixed up with that powder from the lotus feet of the Lord. So when we listen to those words, that nectar of the dust of coming from Krishna's lotus feet enters into our ears. And if we act on that, if we act on those words, if we try to mold our life in such a way as based on those words coming from the pure devotee of the Lord, then Krishna, He takes charge of our existence.
हम कार्य करते रहेंगे तो कृष्ण हमारे जीवन को देखभाल करेंगे.
So we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada that he did that. He said that I only met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur maybe 10 or 12 times. But his qualification was that he was always anxious to hear. And even after Srila Prabhupada had many disciples, and even after he had made many temples of Radha and Krishna around the world, and he had even established the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. And he was acclaimed by many scholars, even in foreign countries, for his contribution of his literatures. Still in a arrival address in Los Angeles, California, Srila Prabhupada said that personally I have no qualification. My only qualification was that I tried to satisfy my Guru Maharaj. And he explained how his Guru Maharaj was very fond of books. He said, I followed his instructions blindly. I did not know what would be the result. He said, that's why I'm stressing. Where is book? Where is book? Where is book? So in great humility and a great humbleness, Srila Prabhupada requested the devotees, so you kindly help me. This is my request. To print as many books in as many languages as possible and distribute them all over the world, and in this way the Krishna consciousness movement will automatically spread.
So
this is the process for us. We have this opportunity. It's coming down to us through the parampara system. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and his followers are giving the same message. But we should understand that it's not a pious activity. It's a transcendental activity. And it's meant to transport us all the way to the pastimes with Krishna Balaram, Nanda Maharaj, the Saint Garga Muni.
So Nanda Maharaj, Garga Muni, Sri Acharya, sab kisi vidya vidya ko palan kar rahe hain, jiske dwara hum ji ko praapt kar rahe
hain. Because it follows directly the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Radha and Krishna himself. Krishna Nam Upadeshi Par Sarvajan, by spreading this message of the power of Krishna's holy name, we can deliver all the people of this world.
Srila
Prabhupada all had very big plans for saving the world from destruction. So in order for us to cooperate with his plan, we have to become serious. Serious to chant the holy name, serious to understand Srimad Bhagavatam and his literatures, and in this way we can become part of his transcendental plan to save the world. Srila Prabhupada said that this ISKCON movement will go down in history as the movement that saved the world from destruction. So we have a So in order we can become part of that great history simply by becoming sincere in our devotional service and trying our best to spread Krishna consciousness through distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Hare Krishna. Actually, I was going to talk a little bit about the seven habits of effective book distributors. Right? Abhyas is not. That's activities. Habits. But that's another class. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha Giridhari ki jai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai. Gaur Nitai ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.